T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Put him in the hall. Put him in the hall of fame. Parkinson Spiegel to the rack. Count it in a foul.
We're going to crank it up nonstop.
I think we can be creative. We've been creative in the past. And, you know, going into this offseason, basically everything is on the table. So we're going to look at everything. That would be my answer.
Everything's on the table.
We have heard it before. Everything's on the table. And I got to be honest. So that game Friday was a disaster. 19-0 run. No Jimmy Butler for the Heat. Just going out with a whimper. Deja vu all over again. The exact same thing as last year is kind of insane. You play an entire season. You do an entire offseason. You do all the planning. You do the draft. You do free agency. You do the hype. You do the All-Star weekend. You do the injuries. You do the successes, the failures. And you're the 9th seed in the East. You win the play-in game this year on 42 from Kobe White. Last year on 39 from Zach LaVine. And then you lose to the Heat. This time, it was even worse than last year. Last year was competitive. Last year, you were winning with 2 minutes to go. This year, you get run out of the building. Completely non-competitive. So the sameness of it is very dulling to Bulls fandom. Because the crowd was awesome at the play-in game. There's a ton of Bulls fans. But the sameness and the redundancy is tough. So AK does that press conference, and smart to do it on a Saturday, do it right when the season ends, be accountable, but also not a ton of people are paying attention. I want to hear a little bit of it here because I actually thought he handled it about as well as he could have. I just think the follow-through is going to be tough. You'll understand what I mean in a second. Here is the candor on how bad it's been.
Well, the analysis will start right now. And going into free agency, I think we're going to be pretty aggressive the way we showed before, going into, draft and free agency. And, we obviously cannot roll the same team again and expect different results. So we definitely understand that even with some of the positivity with, the clutch wins and, overtime wins, we're still at 39 and we're playing and we have to somehow generate additional 10 wins. And even with injuries that we suffered this year, I think we need to change things. This group hasn't worked. So we're going to, there's a lot of great things in certain individual players and a lot of young guys that took a step forward. And it's positive, but in totality, as a group, it didn't work. So I'm going to have to find these answers in offseason.
All right. It didn't work. It hasn't worked. Even with injuries, we need to be better. We got to find about 10 more wins. 10 wins would be 49 wins. 49 wins is the 3-seed Milwaukee Bucks. So that's what he's saying is the offseason goal. Okay. I get it. You're not going from 39 wins to 64 wins, which is what the Celtics did, But you've talked about being a top four seed in the East before. The luxury tax often gets brought up. Let's hear AK address the financial realities of running the Bulls.
My approach looking at the luxury tax is like, if you can prove that your team is going to be in the top four, you go in a luxury tax. And I think, you know, it just makes no sense to, let's say, to be in a fringe and to be in play-in if you're going to be in the luxury tax. So as long as I can, you know, put a team together that can be competing in top four, that's when you're going to start looking at to go in East, I would say. That's when you start looking, retaining guys and going in a luxury tax. I think that would be my approach.
So that is reasonable. If we're actually competitive and we can be a top four seed, we'll go into the luxury tax. If you're a top four seed, you're guaranteed home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs. You should be a favorite in that series. Get a couple of playoff series. Okay, fine. 10 more wins. That is some semblance of accountability. He talked about his goal being a championship. He talked about the group not working. He said it's on him. He's recently got an extension. So, okay, clock starts on AK and job security, but we know that John Paxson had the job for four different U.S. presidents. Generally speaking, these guys have a very, very, very long leash with the Reinsdorf family. So I don't think he's on the hottest of hot seats. But all right, fine. Let's take him at his word that he's going to try to find 10 more wins. He agrees that he can't just change an assistant coach and that this thing is over. This group is over. He also said he wants to re-sign Patrick Williams. He also said he wants to re-sign DeMar DeRozan. And Casey Johnson has reported that he's heard that there's been an initial offer of 2 years and $40 million per year. So going for high average annual value and not long-term deal. But DeMar wants more years. They just gave Vooch an extension. Obviously, they gave Kobe an extension. My question is it possible to fundamentally change the team if Io, Kobe, DeMar, Vooch, Caruso, and Patrick Williams are all still here? Because unless you trade Zach LaVine and his $138 million owed, and he didn't play really for you, and maybe you get the $21 million in some relief on Lonzo Ball, but like you said, that's months away from knowing if you're going to get what they're going to do in medical hardship and all of those sort of things. They're going to be a luxury tax team. They're going to have to be. Maybe I'm cynical, but there was no trade market for Zach LaVine this year. Now you add the Bulls playing better without him, him going another, like further into that contract that he signed, and coming off of another injury. Like, I heard Casey Johnson today, who's excellent and more plugged in on this stuff than me by 100 times, you know, say, like, float like Orlando. Like, Orlando loses in the first round of the playoffs. They get the medicals. They talk themselves into that they need a veteran scorer. Okay, that makes sense. Orlando has young assets. Everything that he said makes sense. Some team is trading for 3 years on $138 million of Zach LaVine without him proving that he can stay healthy. You're not getting much if they do. Like, I cannot imagine the Bulls getting anything other than someone else's bad contract or contracts or someone else's reclamation project or reclamation projects for Zach LaVine at that price if he doesn't before he proves that he can play high-level offensive efficient basketball again. And for him to be able to do that, he's got to play for you. And if he plays for you and you have a mandate to change your roster around, you're going to be a luxury tax team. And I know that they don't compute the tax until the end of the season, so you could trade off guys in year if you aren't a top four seed to get under the tax. But I don't think you are going to be able to not be a tax team and fundamentally change the makeup of your team without being willing to take a serious step back competitively. And he's talking about taking a step forward and re-signing DeMar DeRozan. Like, if he would come out and say, this group didn't work, I need to build a championship team, that is what these fans deserve, and that is the edict from ownership, and ownership has promised that they will spend when I build a top four team here. And I thought that with Zach and DeMar and Vooch and Lonzo and Patrick and Alex that we were going to have a top four team. I was wrong. Part of that was my miscalculation. Part of it was bad luck. But I promise to get it right the next time, but it's going to take some time. Okay, I would be upset because I told you 2 years ago to trade Vooch, but can someone help me figure out how they add 10 wins, don't go into the luxury tax, and fundamentally change the team? I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible. I think you have to take a step back in order to take a step forward with just the age and makeup and the redundancies of the roster. And I would be okay with it. Like, I was wrong on DeMar DeRozan. AK was right. When they signed him to that 3-year deal, the first one, that is expiring now, I said, DeMar DeRozan is an awesome basketball player, but it worries me on how his game is going to age. I would have only wanted to go 2 years on him. And now it's looking like they're going to go for 5 or 6 years when you factor in this next 2 or 3 year deal. So I was wrong. Like, DeMar absolutely lived up to every dollar that they gave him and gave you 3 good, impressive years of basketball. He clearly has the Mamba mentality, rip off of Kobe Bryant, works his ass off, ages like a fine wine. I was wrong about DeMar and right about Vooch. But regardless, they're both old. So I don't get it. And so I thought that he said the right things, but I think what will ultimately happen here is he will either be forced into taking bad trades for 20 cents on the dollar, or he's going to largely run this thing back next year, say that no deals materialized, which we've heard before, and say, you're going to have to just be a little bit more patient with me while we wait to see if Zach can prove that he's healthy, or if Lonzo can prove that he's healthy, or whatever the case may be. And that's basically what he said the last offseason and 2 trade deadlines. So I thought the words were much better, but I think he's backed into a corner because he still doesn't seem willing to take a step back. If he was going to take a step back, there's a path out of this. Without stepping back, I just don't know how there is. If someone else has a suggestion, I'm open to it at 312-644-6767 on the text line. But, like, I don't think so, man. We got an announcement from the Bears it looks like we might need to get into. Also want to talk to these guys, some White Sox stuff. Dan Wiederer in 20 minutes. David Haw coming up. A.J. Pruszynski at 5 o'clock. Parkinson Spiegel.
440 for A.J. right now. 440. He just had to move.
Oh, 440. Okay, great. Not a problem. 440 for A.J. Pruszynski. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.